Today is the anniversary edition. Let's talk anniversaries, specifically Google's 20th. Hello, thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. Today is actually my wedding anniversary, and don't worry, we're off doing something fun, as best as we can with two small children. But I thought that we would talk about anniversaries today, specifically Google's 20th anniversary, and if you've been paying attention, that was 2 years ago, where they announced the topic layer and how they can understand the searcher's journey. Hopefully, since it was 2 years ago, you've actually integrated the idea of creating content for the different stages of the searcher's journey, as well as optimizing for topics into your SEO planning. But if not, I'm going to talk you through a few ideas today. First of all, if Google knows that much about your target audience, perhaps you should set up a survey or a focus group to talk to your target audience too, and ask them questions about how they find the information you provide. Or even more effective, I think, though a little bit pricier, is being able to run a search focus group where you use a tool like user testing where people talk out loud when they're interacting with the website, but you give your audience a scenario and have them start from Google search where they articulate their search terms, select something in the search results, and then either stay on that result or revise their query. The best part is they talk aloud during the entire thing about why they make those decisions. And watching searchers is truly eye-opening. So even if you're not conducting that type of research, if you use a tool like SEMrush, you can export the research with groupings. And often you can see patterns in that research, which lines up really nicely sometimes with the different customer journey phases, discovery, research, comparison, selection, advocacy, or whatever stages make sense for your customers and your industry. You can also see various topics and subtopics now in search results sometimes, or by using Google Images or Pinterest. And often those highlight different subtopics that you should address in your copy. Finally, you can use Wikipedia or People Also Ask to flesh out your topic and ensure that you're addressing what your audience's, quote, next question is when you're drafting your writing strategy. So let's kind of walk through an example. So for the term preventive cardiology, yes, I have clients in the health space. If you go to Google Image Search, you can see the following subtopics for that term: hospital, cardiology clinic, heart attack, heart disease prevention, ASCVD risk factors, and statins. And if you do a Google search, you get the following People Also Ask questions: what are the preventative measures of heart disease? What does a cardiologist do in a day? What's the difference between a cardiologist and interventional cardiologist? And this is where I remind my listeners that the SEO Minion Chrome browser plugin helps you download all of those People Also Ask questions. Anyway, you can also evaluate your competitors, so whoever's top ranking for this topic, and see how they talk about the entities that Google would expect to see, and if they talk about them more than you do. So in this instance, for this topic, it's Hopkins Medicine. It has the featured snippet. And if you put that into Google's natural language API tool, you can see terms like cardiologist, heart disease, cardiology, cardiology research, preventive cardiology genetics, risk factors research, peripheral vascular disease, signs, cerebrovascular disease, risk, stroke, education, etc. And you could work those into your copy as well. So that's my tip for today. If you're not already working on incorporating topics and entities into your copy, you should, along with thinking about how to address your audience's questions along their searcher's journey. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.